Well, someone told me that Romans 8:28 is her favorite verse, so I hope we can open some new insights into that and new ways of looking at it. So our sermon is based on Romans 8:28, which says, "We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose." And so we thank you, God, for giving us the promises of peace, of power, of protection, and purpose, and for calling us to do your will. What a verse. It's short and sweet, just like you, Susan. So as we have been examining some of the promises of God, we discover that they all kind of commingle and connect with the promise of peace and the promise of power and the promise of protection all working together. We now find that all these promises are given to us on purpose for God's purpose. We are here for a reason. We are each of us here in this particular place at this particular time for a particular purpose. The scripture from 2 Thessalonians stated our purpose very well, to obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. But not so much to claim it for ourselves. Our purpose is to proclaim the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ to others and reclaim the majesty and the authority of Christ. Our purpose is to share the story and the glory of the Lord, to share how he has made a difference in our lives. Our purpose is to share the words and deeds of Jesus and emulate and enact them as best we can, trusting in his power to encourage us to promote peace, trusting in his protection as we go against the status quo and say words some people just don't want to hear. Some people may hear our proclamation of Jesus' passion for mercy and justice and love as a challenge or even a judgment. But our purpose is to promote all the things Jesus promoted, things he actually died for. The status quo, the rulers and leaders in Jesus' day didn't like it when he said things like, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, and blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." His message of righteousness and inclusion and acceptance and welcome and mercy and peace infuriated them. The powers that be then, and I dare say the powers that be now, were all about hoarding these riches around them for themselves. They didn't want to hear Jesus talk about sharing what they had with the poor or being careful about what they trusted in, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. They didn't like being told they were greedy and selfish and deliberately downplaying God's clearly displayed desire for their lives to be beacons of righteousness and hope and tolerance. So they hoped by crucifying Jesus, they could shut him up once and for all. How wrong they were, because he is still speaking loud and clear, because he has passed on his purpose to us. Thus, our purpose and our lives of faith is to carry on Jesus' work and to make sure all his calls for compassion and all his desire for diversity and all his cries for inclusion and all his wishes for welcoming all those deemed to be other, lesser, not worthy, foreign, flaky, flawed. Our purpose is to echo those calls of Jesus and devote ourselves to doing what he wanted, not what we want. And what Jesus wanted was to do everything his Father, Creator, God had tasked him to do. God did not tell him to go out and play favorites or ignore the cries of the shunned and disregarded or not feed the hungry and not give water to the thirsty and not heal sick people who came to him. God's peace and love and power and protection extends to all who seek it, and it is our purpose to reach out to those seekers. We ourselves know what it's like to be on the outside looking in. We ourselves know what it's like to wander aimlessly in the deserts and dregs of life, and we ourselves know how it felt when Jesus found us and picked us up and polished us off and gave us a purpose. Ever since I got here to First Christian Church Rio Doce, I've been asking the Holy Spirit to show us our purpose, to show me clearly what God would have us do in this particular place at this particular time. I admit it's been a little frustrating to wait for that inner glow that says, yes, this is why you are here. But over time, I've come to believe that our purpose is to be here for all those who feel left out and alone, All those who want to be part of a God-seeking, Jesus-following, Holy Spirit-serving fellowship of believers, but who feel they won't be welcomed in a church because of what they look like or what they've done, who they love, where they're from, what they struggle with. I know there are people like this in our town, and I know there are churches here in our town that have chosen to exclude and isolate them, all in the name of Christ, of course. You can always claim Christ has endorsed or admires your unChrist-like decisions. Especially these days, I'm beginning to think that our purpose is to be a church of radical and rampant welcome. Taking seriously Christ's call to welcome all, to be a refuge and a haven for those who feel ostracized and unheard, those who are looking around at what is going on in this world and this country and thinking, this can't be what God wants. It will take guts and gumption to stand up to the powers that be and recall once again that when the power of love replaces the love of power, we can know peace. Ridicule and outright hostility are real possibilities when you go against the grain and proclaim the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and not the gory of the story the world tries to tell. These words from St. Paul are sometimes misconstrued to say that whatever we want, God will give it to us. But what it truly tells us is that we have to be part of God's purpose and make our wants and desires secondary to what God wants for us. Someone once said, do it for good and it works for God. Do it for God and it works for good. We have to be clear that we believe God's purpose for us is inclusion, not exclusion. Welcome, not dismissal. Mercy, not indifference. Justice, not jeering. It's a pretty tall order to be a church full of people who believe God is calling us to be repairers and darers and truth tellers and disinformation dispellers. To be reclaimers and renamers of what it truly means to follow Christ, to go against the status quo and fight back against the false narrative that tries to tell us, yes, God wants chaos and crisis and contention, but we claim the promises of peace, power, protection, and now purpose. God wants peace and harmony, God's own shalom that reaches out to and encompasses everyone. God's circle of love is like the ripples we read about in Acts, where the good news starts out in one place and then grows and grows and grows to touch and include everyone, everywhere. It's big enough and wide enough and strong enough to fulfill God's promise of peace, power, and protection. It draws us all into God's purpose to do good for others and be the proud proclaimers of the truths God, through Jesus Christ, has taught us. And nothing can stop those ripples. Our purpose is God's purpose. May we answer God's call with persistence and perseverance and continue to proclaim God's salvation through Jesus Christ alone, the salvation that is available for all. Let us pray. God of purpose and perfection, align our wills with yours, that all we do proclaim you and give you the glory that is yours alone. Even in the midst of trouble and strife, in the midst of dissension and disorder, may we keep our eyes on you and open our ears to hear your clear call to love and have faith. Open our hands and our hearts to all the possibilities that will make us partakers in building the beloved community of your vision. Teach us to live on purpose for your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.